man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey ho! Welcome everybody.
North California and South Alabama and little towns
all around this land. Little towns like North Dakota, where your host James Kelso is right now. Thank you for joining us here on June 26, 2018, the day before another stupendous Trump rally scheduled for tomorrow. I'll be there. I'll cover it for you. Probably we will have, there's a good likelihood that the Trump rally, maybe Trump himself speaking, will be on the air during showtime. So that's going to be spectacular. I will cover it right there from Fargo, North Dakota. You'll recall that yesterday at the South Carolina rally, Donald Trump, in fact, did go live shortly after we began the show. And really, that was the backbone of the show, was the amazing things that Donald Trump said to the South Carolina audience yesterday. What he's doing, of course, he's flying around the country in support of candidates who will improve the Patriot majority in the House and the Senate. Yesterday in South Carolina, in that case, Henry McMaster, a big Trump supporter. Tomorrow, it will be in support of Kevin Cramer. U.S. congressman who's very likely to unseat Heidi Heitkamp, just a run-of-the-mill liberal Democrat who really, how in the world did she get elected in 2012? She got elected to the U.S. Senate during the Obama victory. That was a fluke in this 2-1 favoring Trump state of North Dakota, one of the three most Trump in the U.S. along with West Virginia and Oklahoma. And the let me pause this just for a second. All right, I'm back. That was my little boy who just woke up after a nap. Wow, that is going to be something tomorrow. And there's plenty of news today. Some really good news. Let's see, we can start with the Supreme Court decision, a 5-4 decision supporting the rightness of Donald Trump's travel bans by executive order. And so we'll go to that. We'll go to that 5-4 decision. Thank goodness Neil Gorsuch was confirmed. Thank goodness Donald Trump nominated him, because that was the difference. The liberals on the court all voted. Who are they? Breyer, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan. They all voted that Trump acted improperly. But the good guys, all five of them voted correctly. And folks, you know, this is really, this is amazing how close to the edge of the cliff the entire Trump phenomenon has been. But he keeps on winning, and we keep on winning. So we'll talk about that decision. And there's a great opinion by, let's see, oh, Steve King. Congressman Steve King wrote an editorial or a commentary on this decision today, and we're going to share that. That's really important. Then we'll also go to, speaking of the Supreme Court and people who ought to be on it, we'll go to something that Donald Trump tweeted today, a quote from Andrew Napolitano. Wouldn't that be nice to see Andrew Napolitano go on the Supreme Court? So let's go. Let's launch the show. And if you want to call in and get in on it, it's 800-313-9443. All righty. Starting with the, let's go to the Supreme Court decision. And let's go to Steve King's article today. And this is with the byline of Stephen King, Steve King, U.S. Congressman from Iowa. Remember, he made the memorable quote, the wonderful quote, where he said, I'm paraphrasing from memory, we can't be raising other people's children. Which, of course, is what we're doing when we open our borders up. He says, in one ruling, the Supreme Court has delivered two major victories to President Trump. The first victory is obvious. Trump v. Hawaii validates the president's broad authority to restrict entry of specified foreign nationals into the United States when the president finds such entry is, quote, detrimental to the interests of the United States, unquote. What does this mean? It means, as I have argued, that President Trump's travel ban limiting immigration from Iran, Iraq, Libya, North Korea, Chad, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen is constitutional. It means that President Trump does have the authority, despite the open borders howls of liberals and illegal alien activists, to secure our citizens against threats posed by foreign nationals from dysfunctional states. It is a good ruling, and one that will help President Trump keep this nation safe, secure, and protected. Now that, folks, that is just smoking prose. That's Steve King. Boy, that's a smart fellow there who can write that way. But now he expands his commentary. He says, but Trump v. Hawaii, and why Hawaii? There, Hawaii sued Donald Trump, saying that he, or was it Trump who sued Hawaii, who contested his travel ban? But Trump v. Hawaii is a decision with a less obvious meaning, too. The Supreme Court has just laid the foundation for the border wall that the president and I want to build along the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump v. Hawaii, in fact, provides a roadmap to build the wall. At issue before the Supreme Court was the scope of 8 U.S.C. 1182 F. Now that's a statute worth remembering, folks. And I'll ask if some of you out there may know more about it than I do. When did that go into law? How was it passed? I want to know the history of 8 U.S.C. 1182 F. That is an important law. At issue before the Supreme Court was the scope of 8 U.S.C. U.S. Code 1182 F, a federal law which delegates broad authority over immigration policy to the president. Here is the text of that statute. Listen closely. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. All I can say to that is, wow, what a beautiful law. Folks, that is broad. That is wonderful. And of course, that's such clear language. It should have been a 9-0 Supreme Court decision. Of course, if people are interested in actually, as the Supreme Court deciding the matter before the law, respecting the law, but those four-person minority of Kagan, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Breyer, that's not their deal, is it? They really don't care what the law is. They are the law, is their interpretation of what it means to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. The meaning of the statute is clear, writes Steve King, and in upholding President Trump's travel ban, the Supreme Court correctly interpreted it. 8 U.S.C. 1182F, as Chief Justice Roberts writes, is a statute that, quote, grants the president sweeping authority to decide whether to suspend entry, whose entry to suspend, and for how long, unquote. So, it is settled law. President Trump can deny foreign nationals entry to the country. He should immediately issue a presidential proclamation suspending the entry of foreign nationals from Mexico, Caribbean, Central, and South American countries until such time as he finds the detrimental effects of illegal immigration from these regions have been curtailed and our border is secure. These areas are home to the violent and dysfunctional countries that export the vast majority of illegal immigrants to America. Now, folks, let that sink in. Sit down in that easy chair and let that sink in, what Representative Steve King just said, the beauty of it, the majesty of what he just said. We should now see a presidential proclamation, he says, suspending all immigration until that border is secured. And that is simply common sense. The border is out of control. Until the bleeding stops, we are, you know, we're not having anybody cross that border. In supporting its ruling, the Supreme Court cited two historical examples. The first of these, Sale v. Haitian Centers Council, Inc. is a 1993 ruling cited by the Trump v. Hawaii court as standing for the proposition that, quote, the president could establish a naval blockade to prevent illegal migrants from entering the United States, unquote. The second citation was to a valid presidential proclamation issued in 1986 by President Reagan, quote, to suspend entry as immigrants by almost all Cuban nationals to apply pressure on the Cuban government, unquote. Put these two historical actions together, and what do you get? A proclamation that not only restricts the movement of illegal aliens into the United States, but also serves as a means of convincing a foreign government to take measures to deal with a policy matter that is detrimentally affecting our country. A blockade? That's the Navy version of a wall. Pressuring Cuba to change on policy? It's clear that Mexico and other countries in the region see no incentive to crack down on their facilitation of illegal immigration. Perhaps the president's extended exclusion of their nationals would encourage them to take action to clean up the mess they enable. And here's the final magnificent paragraph of this article by Steve King, who represents Iowa's 4th Congressional District. In other words, Trump v. Hawaii can be summed up as a constitutional validation of Trump's promise to build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. He should issue the necessary presidential proclamation barring the entry of foreign nationals from the countries in our regional neighborhood immediately, and he should leave it in effect until a wall is built. Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, folks. That's a big, big story. And that all happened today. Ah, I'm going to have to tell my children about that. Another way that Donald Trump has made their future better, a lot better than it would have been under any other circumstances than his election. Whether a Republican had been elected in 2016, some other Republican, really wouldn't matter much who. Or Hillary, or any other Democrat, or Bernie Sanders. We can thank this one man, Donald Trump. That's why on this show, I resolve nothing that we do on this show. If I do something on this show that's detrimental to Donald Trump, tell me, and I'll stop it immediately. We owe this man tremendously. And it's our moral duty, just as moral duty, to help him in this project. It's not devotion to the man or, you know, idol worship. It's moral duty on our part to help in the greatest project, the greatest crusade of our time, launched by this one man. He did launch it, and he gets the credit for it. And one chastisement that I issue quite readily to the little tiny movement in which I've been involved for a number of years is realize that this, what Trump launched, we didn't launch it. We may have actually impeded its launching. We may have postponed or delayed the launching of this true populist movement from the American people for decades by getting the message wrong, presenting it wrongly, having no success, not learning from that failure, year after year, continuing with the same failed message. You'll hear me talking a lot about that subject. Here's a break, chance for you to call in and celebrate with us here on the Trump Phenomenon. Another great day. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
We're back, folks. And we've got a caller, David, in San Francisco. Hang on, David, we'll get to you. Let's go. Oh, David, are you there?
Hi, James.
Oh, hey, Paul, that's you. Okay, great. Thank you for joining us. That's Paul Frost. Yes, sir.
It took me a little while to get down out of the hills, but okay, it's good to be here.
Well, very good. Thank you for joining us. A glorious day. We're celebrating with all patriots the amazing victory in the Supreme Court, 5-4 decision, which Steve King just pointed out, it does two magnificent things. It makes it now settled law that the President of the United States can stop the entry into this country of any class of aliens.
Excellent. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and he can do so for the simple reason that he determines it's in the interest of the United States. So it's very broad law, and the law that I did not know, I will now burn it into my memory, 8 U.S. Code 1182F. I don't know what year that was enacted, Just a side thought here, Paul. I am hearing myself back coming through your speakers. I don't know when that was enacted, but it is incredibly broad. It's wonderful, broad law, and thank we've got Neil Gorsuch. Folks, if we didn't get Neil Gorsuch, we wouldn't have this, and the president wouldn't be able to control our borders, and we'd be in bad shape today. And then also Steve King points out that this decision provides a strong basis for building the wall so that the demon rats, as Jeanine Pirro calls them, can't take Trump to task over building the wall under some pretext. It's now gone to the Supreme Court, and these various left-wing district federal judges have to simply shut up, because even these clowns understand that if the Supreme Court has made something into settled law, they are way out of line if they gainsay that. They're not allowed to do that. They can only have their foolish opinions when the Supreme Court has not made something settled law.
So that's hugely important for securing the borders.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. And Steve King says President Trump issue a presidential proclamation, immediately, and state that immigration from all those Central American countries, from all the questionable areas of the world, is now suspended. It's over. It's done. No, we are taking no one. Oh my gosh. That's that you, the president, have determined it is in our national interest to do so, and that this Supreme Court decision, Chief Justice Roberts, makes it clear not only can the president deem certain areas to be no longer able to emigrate to the U.S., not only can he specify the group, the ethnic group, or the national group, that is, he can also specify the time period of his proclamation. And so in this case, the proclamation shall be, proposes Steve King, until such time as our border is secure. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until our border is secure, which will include building the wall. And Paul, there's a wonderful, Steve King picks up on something that in his opinion that Chief Justice Roberts cites. He cites a law, a Supreme Court decision that validates the decision by Ronald Reagan to put a naval blockade on Cuba. And he makes the point, what is that? What is this? What is a naval blockade of Cuba, which stopped any Cubans from coming to the U.S.? And if you'll recall, folks, lots of Cubans were coming to the U.S. in little boats, in little flotillas, et cetera, even swimming. Folks, that's a steel naval wall. The Supreme Court, in that decision earlier, validated that Ronald Reagan had the right and the authority to build a steel wall between the United States and Cuba. So Donald Trump the wall Trump's going to build is probably also going to be largely made of steel. So wonderful news. Now, let's... Let me go to one other beautiful story that I noticed, and I want to not omit the short time we have together. Andrew Napolitano, boy, would he make a good successor to Antonin Scalia. Napolitano wrote this, and Donald Trump tweeted it 12 hours ago. Here it is. This is a quote from Andrew Napolitano, tweeted by Donald Trump. Right after this break, you'll get it. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. We've got David in San Francisco, and we have George in Texas hanging on. Let me just throw this Andrew Napolitano quote out there before we go to David. And that is this. Let me open Donald Trump's Twitter account. He tweets this. This is a quote from Andrew Napolitano. Quote, "The most profound question of our era." That's a long time, an era. "Was there a conspiracy in the Obama Department of Justice and the FBI to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president of the U.S. and was struck at the core of the conspiracy?" Unquote. Judge Andrew Napolitano. Now, that is quoted, as I read it, by Donald Trump 12 hours ago. And so that went to 100 million Trump Twitter followers and all over the world. That is what is the dictionary definition of an era? It's a long time, folks. It's a lot more than a decade. The most profound question of our era. And Andrew Napolitano doesn't, he's not a guy given to hyperbole. He's a very, understated legal mind. So he's saying, this is a big one, folks. Was there a conspiracy in the Obama administration to stop Donald Trump? And of course, the answer is yes. We'd all know the answer to that question. The answer is a big, fat yes. And so now this is going to come out tomorrow. Strzok is going to be before Congress testifying under oath. Man, is that going to be a blockbuster tomorrow? So there's that story. So with those two stories, those two logs on the fire, let us go to David in San Francisco. David, thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks, James. I pretty much disagree with you on the Trump decision or the Supreme Court ruling. And okay. But before I go into that, you were just wondering how long is an era?
Yeah.
And an era can, if you think about like the Dark Ages, when people might write something down, but their library gets burned 5 days later or 2 years later or whatever.
Yes.
It's pretty hard to figure out history when everything got destroyed.
Yes.
And so, when a tyrant comes to power, it takes a long time for the people to get their civilization back to normal,
Yes.
And so an era could be about that long.
Okay. Yes, it's a long time. I'm looking it up right now.
It can be long or short, it depends on how people got their wits about them. But now
you disagree. What exactly? Go right to the point, if you would, please.
Well, are you a 9/11
yes, I am.
Truther?
I am one of the original 9/11 truthers and have been so since the day of 9/11.
Me too. Yeah, because we blew up a building in 11 seconds down here 6 months earlier. It was an old demolition project, helicopters, and everybody was saying 11 seconds is a perfect drop. So when you look at 9/11, Saudi Arabia obviously involved, right? Obviously.
Well, wait a minute.
We never went after Saudi Arabia.
Hang on, David. I want you disagreed with my thought on Trump and the Supreme Court decision. I'm interested.
Well, I know, the seven countries that Trump's travel ban are the seven enemies of Saudi Arabia. So we're doing Saudi Arabia's dirty work by having these seven countries banned.
Well,
so in other words, like if there's an enemy of the king of Saudi Arabia,
I get your logic, but there are plenty of other enemies of Saudi Arabia that are not on
that list. This one ruling says that Trump can ban from freedom. If America is freedom and anybody in those seven countries are dying to get out of there because Saudi Arabia is going to come in and cut their heads off. And so enemies of Saudi Arabia in any of those seven countries cannot come to America. Now, we're doing the dirty work for Saudi Arabia with that ruling.
Saudi Arabia is not a beneficiary of this Supreme Court decision. I think
every
your logic
one of those
is,
countries, every one
yes,
of them,
but,
Venezuela, North Korea. I mean, they're all,
okay,
they, Saudis
reaching,
were trying to buy nukes from North Korea.
David, my critique of what you're saying is that you're reaching there. This has nothing
Venezuela,
to do.
Venezuela, clearly, the whole gas prices thing for the last 4 years, Saudi Arabia is trying to screw with Venezuela.
David, look, the Supreme Court's decision would have been the same. Look at Justice Roberts. No matter what countries had been on the list, the Supreme Court is saying no matter what countries, their decision stands. So, for instance, Somalia is not. Hang on, David.
Pretty convenient.
No, it's not. Somalia, for instance, which is an enemy of Saudi Arabia, Somalia is not on the list. It should be. Okay. So Donald Trump, when he issued his initial travel ban, one of the things he did is he used nations that had been officially declared terrorist nations by the State Department, I believe was part of his logic. But that's neither here nor there. That's not what this is about. This is about the president's authority. The Supreme Court just recognized our president's authority to control our borders, and that is epic, that is huge, and it's wonderful. I hope you agree with that part of it. Do you agree that it's wonderful for President Trump to be able to control our borders?
I disagree with this whole premise. It's to
who
keep
do you
the
think?
Sweatshops
wait a minute.
In.
Wait a minute.
In other words, there's sweatshops
David,
all around the world.
Question, David. Two questions. One, should anybody have the authority to control our borders? Question one, or are you a libertarian who thinks that no one should? And question B.
Well, I'm third. Like God owns everything, and that we're fooling ourselves to think that it's any other way.
Okay, that's pretty pretty obscure. B.
No, it's where's the Holy Land if everything is owned by God? You know, there's Orthodox Jews that
question
that
B.
Israel
David,
shouldn't
David,
be the.
Okay, David B. Who should be in charge of our borders? Who, in your mind, should
I don't
have,
think
should.
Paranoids should be. Paranoids are a bad idea.
No, you didn't answer the question. You dodged the question. I didn't ask you who you don't think should be in charge. I asked you, who do you think should be in charge of our borders? Who?
I don't like a lockdown party. I don't like a lockdown.
Okay, you didn't answer the question. Again, you didn't answer the question. Who?
Sure I
did. Now, the answer is nobody.
Every era is different, right? Every era.
Again,
and like
third,
I started
third
out, an era is a time of tyranny.
Third evasion of the question. Who?
Telling you straight that an era is a time of tyranny. We're starting in a time of tyranny
where the
records are being burned.
David, I'll give you one more chance to answer the question. Who should be in charge of our borders?
Me.
Okay, all right. David, I love you, brother.
We, the people, own those borders, right?
Okay, David,
and are we so afraid that we can't allow people to escape a king or a tyrant?
Okay, David, thank you for that.
Or a sweatshop. That's really what it's about. They're escaping sweatshops to come up here.
Yeah.
And they want to keep them down there so they don't have witnesses
engineer,
to how
let's
bad
go to Georgia, Texas. Let us go to Georgia, Texas. Now, George, are you there? George, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
Okay, and before you answer your cogent question, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, George, for saving me from that last call.
The thing is, this guy has Christian values in any way. Mark Taylor said it the best. I think one of the guys said it the best. He sits there and goes, God is a naturalist, and devil is a globalist, because the devil is a globalist because he tried building this Tower of Babel to try to create a one world government. God is a nationalist because he scattered the people with the different languages, creating nations.
Yeah, I'm glad that Donald Trump is in charge of our borders. I'm really glad he's in charge of our borders right now, according to the Supreme Court. Now, the demon rats, of course, will try to wiggle out from under that Supreme Court decision, but they're not going to be able to do it. I was just looking up the etymology of the word era, but we'll get to that some other time. And now, George, what is on your mind?
Well, you know, the thing is, what Maxine Waters and these college professors, what I don't really call it loyal opposition, I'm starting to call it political terrorism. Because even my county sheriff and a few police chiefs, you know what they told the Democrats? They said, you're going to go harass the Republicans in the county at the restaurants or the movie theaters. I said, they will be arrested for disturbing the peace, because actually that's what they're doing. They're disturbing the peace by harassing them.
Well, when Peter Fonda advocates the raping of Donald Trump's 12-year-old, I believe, son, that's more than disturbing the peace. That is Mr. Fonda. Put your hands out, or put them behind your back so we can cuff you, you SOB, and conduct you straight to jail, where you will be held without bail. I don't care how much money you have. That is a terrorist and a sick threat against a child. Peter Fonda should never see the light of freedom again. He's 78 or so years old. He should die in prison. And folks, that's not Kelso going off. That's simply, just think about it for a second. Advocating the rape of the president's son in public, and he advocated other. He was on he went on a rampage of such suggestions. There are others. He made other such recommendations. And the only defense I can think of for Mr. Fonda's attorney, if I were a judge, if I were Napolitano or Chief Justice Roberts, and I had this clown Peter Fonda in my court, the only thing that could possibly keep him out of prison would be a plea of insanity from his attorney. I wouldn't be one likely to buy that. But I mean that there's nothing. You did it. You it's an ipso facto crime, Peter Fonda. You did it. When you spoke those words, you committed the crime. And unless you were being impersonated by a clone from outer space who had access to your account. And by the way, folks, Peter Fonda's Twitter account is still up and authorized. Twitter is still saying this is an account in good standing. Whoa, are you kidding? A guy advocating the rape of a president's underage son? You know, there you go. But go ahead, George.
Well, that is political terrorism. But anyway,
no,
but,
it's not political. It's not political terrorism. I appreciate your thought, George, and I'm being a nitpicker here, but it's important. It's not political terrorism. It's terrorism. There's no softening adjective. There's no softening adjective on it. It's a felony. It's a crime. It's a serious crime. It's a crime for which the penalty can never be anything short of years. Advocating the rape of a child on a national press, you're going to jail for years. And Peter Fonda should any contract he has, any his career should be forget the career being over part. I mean, if anybody after he has said that, anybody who in any way validates Peter Fonda's career or work is a dumbass. But anyway, go ahead, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, President's tweet about a couple of days ago about Maxine Waters, because, you know, the thing is, you know, for all these corrupt congressmen, I hate to say this, but we need to apologize to the late James Traficant for what he was thrown out of Congress for, because what Maxine Waters does, she should have been kicked out of Congress long ago.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I like what the president said in his tweet. Be careful what you wish for.
Yes. Now, Maxine Waters, he called her low IQ Maxine. That was good. But remember, on this matter of Peter Fonda, I'm just speculating here from the peanut gallery. I don't think as a father, Donald Trump actually, if you could know what Donald Trump did and said when he saw that tweet from Peter Fonda, I'll tell you, it would be very unprintable. There'd be probably some broken glass involved. And Donald Trump, I don't think he can. He is probably so in such a rage at Peter Fonda that it's untweetable. And I think also as a father, he is not going to publicize something so sordid as the advocacy of raping of his son. Donald Trump, he is going to protect his son from being in any kind of even his own tweets. But I'll tell you, we have to do it for him. We're Donald Trump's wingmen, and we are free. We are free to tell Peter Fonda to go straight to hell, to go straight to Sing Sing, maximum security at Florence. And by the way, Peter Fonda suggested that the president's son be put in a cell with a pedophile. Well,
you know, the thing is,
Peter,
you know,
there you go, Peter. There you go. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is about Donald Trump, you know, the father, yeah, he's a protector of the family, but I will tell you one thing. I'd be more afraid of Melania Trump because a mother's instinct, oh, boy, they can really do some harm. Damage.
Good point.
So I'm glad Peter Fonda was not near the White House.
Yeah, well, it's our turn. It's our job as the public here to, you know, we'll let Peter Fonda know what we think of him. And anyway, the
it's good to hear the garbage coming out from Hollywood, like Peter Fonda advocating the sexual brutalization of the president's son, and then all that the revelations last year about Harvey Weinstein and. Not just one or two acts of improper behavior going back decades. This is the cesspool that's been pumping its garbage into our homes for 50 years, and it's being exposed. And maybe that's the beginning of change.
Yes, and it's so egregious. Hang on, George. It's so egregious. The evil is so great in the left that it's easy to just miss how huge it is. In this case, for instance, Peter Fonda's action—that's an action advocating the rape of a child. I would say this: Harvey Weinstein jerking off in a potted plant in a hotel lobby is actually a lot less criminal than Peter Fonda's action.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying I'm going to do a YouTube.
That was one of that was one of Weinstein's favorite activities. He'll have to do it now in prison, I hope. Maybe with Peter Fonda. How's that? Those two together. I like it. We'll be right back, folks.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we've got George in Texas on the phone with us. And we survived the libertarian nonsense of David in San Francisco. Sorry, David. We got to defend our country, my friend. Just want to kind of wrap up here, just give you folks a parting thought here. This is such a wonderful era, the Trump era. It is wonderful. I'll leave part of my family here at the house to guard the fort while we're down in Fargo. And I'll bring it to you live. The event starts at 7 p.m. Central Time. This radio show starts at 8 p.m. Central Time. So we might be right into, after the preliminaries, we might be right into Donald Trump by the time we go on the air. But I'll be, engineer, I'll be calling you, or you call me. That would be, it works even better. But I'll call in on the caller line, the same one that you folks call in, and I'll call in on my own show to the RBN studio there in Austin, Texas, and we'll bring it to you live from Fargo, Donald Trump. My gosh. So you don't want to miss that. My hair stands up on end just thinking about what my kids get to experience tomorrow after having seen Donald Trump just 1 week ago, last Wednesday in Duluth, Minnesota. Then the glorious Supreme Court decision, Judge Napolitano, his great thought that what we're facing now is the greatest question of our era. Did the Obama administration try to destroy Trump? And of course, the answer is yes. And it's all coming unglued right now for the left. They're losing their minds. Peter Fonda, I'm tying all these threads together, as you can see. Peter Fonda has obviously lost his mind. And so many of these other people, Maxine Waters, yeah, they're incoherent. Yeah, Paul.
I missed the first 15 minutes, but don't know if you had a chance to mention about the disgraceful treatment of Sarah Huckabee Sanders last week at a restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. But it really showed the class or lack of it of the left. The fact that the restaurant owner would take a poll of her employees as to whether they wanted to serve the Sarah Huckabee at her family party, and partway through their, I guess, their festivities, she approached her and asked her to leave. And Sarah, lady,
the broader picture, absolutely, Paul. And what it shows, folks, is that we on the right, we are right, and we're better people. We're absolutely a better cut of people. What kind of a person would be a professional left winger, a professional Obamaite? What kind of a person would be a professional Clintonite? These are obviously screwed up people, and we're finding it out big time now. Tune in tomorrow night, folks. It's going to be wonderful. You won't want to miss it. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everybody. See you tomorrow night.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.